Hello, hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode, Journey Back to Your Heart. In today's episode, I want to briefly touch upon this huge transit that we're going through. Started yesterday, today and tomorrow, this Mars-Uranus conjunction in Taurus, one of the biggest transits of this year. How it calls to work with it, what is inviting us to, ways in which it has transformed my life, especially yesterday, been going through some very deep deep things. And then I want to briefly go into how astrology changed my life and why I find it so important. So yeah, let's go with the flow, see what comes this episode. And yeah, I want to start with this transit that we're going on. So Mars-Uranus, right? We have these two celestial bodies that meet in the sign of Taurus. And so a conjunction is when two planets are less than 5 degrees apart. That means that they kind of collaborate. They kind of amplify each other's energies. They're in each other's aura, if you may. So looking at what both of these planets do, so I always see Mars as sort of the masculine energy, kind of the doer, the action taker. Mars is also fiery, so it's like ambition, desire, drive. And then Uranus would be, I see it kind of like a thunderbolt. Yeah, lightning bolt, very kind of like a revelation. It's shaking the status quo, if you may. It's like it's illuminating, it's bringing change, it's a shock to the system in that way. So putting these together, I see them as sort of like a tower moment in the tarot, you know. Sort of a threshold of dismantling the old reality, shifting, short-circuiting the current story. And where this is gonna happen, where this is happening, is in the sign of Taurus. Taurus being the fixed earth. So this is kind of this. I look at it's kind of the comfort zone. Taurus being this very Venusian energy, pleasure, slow, comforting, all of these things in life. So this lightning bolt hits this area of our comfort zone. It's bringing out those stagnant emotions, trauma to the surface. So it's asking us, where are we stuck? Where are we too comfy within this comfort zone? It's pushing us to this threshold of transformation, of stepping into a new reality. And we can also see this in today's society. It will look like it's so intense nowadays, everything. And things are moving, things are shifting. But it's also affecting us on a personal level. So seeing your own life, some questions to contemplate is, where have you been feeling stuck? Where have you been feeling like you're not growing? Where is there an invitation or kind of like a drive, a desire in your life where you feel like you want to step into, but there's something holding you back, like a fear and anxiety? What is that, and how can you bring that to the surface? How can you work with it? How can you push through it? Ask yourself, what is on the other side of the fear? See, where is this transit calling you to move into, to grow, to expand? What is it calling you to leave behind? If you imagine this lightning bolt in your life, how do you react to that? How do you work with it? It's always for your greatest good. It's always inviting growth. So yeah, and now to kind of give an example of how it worked in my life, it was very synchronistic. So yesterday I got this call from a very good friend of mine. He's a mindset coach. We're planning to do a session this week, but we haven't set a date. And yesterday I got this message from him in the morning, that if I'm available and ready to receive, and so beautifully synchronized with this transit. So of course I said yes, and then we met, and it's very interesting that we ended up having this almost 4-hour conversation, and we talked a lot about so what came to the surface for me was kind of these ingrained narratives from my childhood, growing up, having to live up to my parents' expectation, both of my parents being high achievers in their life. It's kind of like ingrained this belief in me that I have to achieve, I have to perform, I have to go big, and otherwise I wouldn't equate that to failure. If not, otherwise this would impact my self-worth and how I view myself in the world. And yeah, this is very deeply ingrained. It was a lot of programming there, a lot of fear, and a lot of association of this feeling of being safe. Like the safety for me was equated to this idea of success, being successful and making things work. This is how unconsciously I was viewing safety. And yeah, in that sense, it was holding me down from proper surrendering to life and realizing that, well, my self-worth is innate, it's not based on any external success. And my parents' story, it's their story. My story is my story. And yeah, I'm not gonna go too deep into it now. It's still fresh for me. I only had this conversation yesterday. There's a lot to process. Probably go into it because it's a deep, deep topic. It's gonna resonate probably with a lot of you, so I'll go into it in another episode. Now I just wanted to point out, because working with these transits, I find it one of the best ways is to see which house in your chart is this activating, and that's kind of the area of your life that's be more influenced. Me being an Aquarius rising, Taurus in the whole house system is in my fourth house. So as you can see, this is the fourth house is all about the root system, your family, ancestry, all of these things. So you can see immediately how it's so beautiful that these themes came into the conversation without us actually looking for them. It wasn't planned. We just started following the energy, the flow, and yeah, seeing where the fears are, where the blockage is. So it's beautiful how this lightning bolt in my life brought all these constraints and limitations that I imposed on myself because of parental and society expectations. And so yeah, if you want to see what areas in your life you can work to work with this transit that's still going on, or future transit, is by looking at your ascendant. So considering your ascendant is house one, you can just number the houses continuing. So for me, as I was saying, I'm Aquarius, so Aquarius being one, then Pisces two, then Aries three, and Taurus four. Then you can see each sign which house it is based on your ascendant. So for example, the sun right now is in Cancer, so for me that would be my sixth house. You can look at any chart app and it will show you the houses. It's more easier to set it to whole house because then each sign has it's a one-to-one, so they only have one house, and then it's much easier to delineate where one starts and one ends. If you need help, obviously reach out. I would love to support you, to show you how to work with them. And another thing that was very interesting for me, so usually after these big sessions, I would usually go home. My mom would tell me to rest, to go into this hermit mode for maybe like a day or two or three, take my time, process, journal everything. But so yesterday when I left this place, I kind of felt this, like my mind was telling me, okay, you're tired, go home. I had this invitation for a social gathering, and I kind of connected with my body a little bit, and I felt like my heart wanted to go there, even though rationally it didn't make sense. It's like, no, I'm gonna be tired, I'm not gonna be social, I'm probably gonna be grumpy or whatever. You're not grumpy, but yeah, not that social. But yeah, I don't know, I felt good in my body, and it was an interesting way of seeing how I was stepping out of my comfort zone of saying this, how Uranus is pushing us to step outside our comfort zone. And yeah, for me, it was a great example of doing something that my mind would tell me it's not, but my body felt good, my heart felt good about it. So I was like, yeah, I'll go. So it ended up being nice that being around like 20 new people in a social gathering, it's a little bit outside my comfort zone, especially when I'm low on energy. But surprisingly, it was so good. Like everything aligned so perfectly. We had a good time. We even did a sharing circle, made some new friends. It was really, really lovely. So that proved to me how trusting my heart, my body, my intuition, and just allowing things to be, even though it doesn't make sense, even though sometimes it feels like, wow, it's not my usual thing or it's not my thing. But that's an identity that I feel we need to a lot of times break through it, because identities are fixed, are like a I don't know if the right word for it, but what comes to me right now is like a sort of a template, and you create this identity or like a vehicle. But we need to shift these time to time to keep growing. We need to keep expanding the identity, to allow different things in. This is how living life is, experience, expanding all the time, trying. Sometimes it doesn't work out. It's not like it's always flowing. Sometimes we try things, they don't work out, and we come back to what we feel okay, what we feel comfortable about. There's nothing wrong with trying, there's nothing wrong with mistakes, there's nothing wrong with doing something that doesn't feel right. It's all about coming back home. It's all about recognizing, realizing that, okay, this is my boundary. This is my where I feel okay going, and where it doesn't feel okay, then okay, like same as a child, like it touches something that it burns, and then okay, it learns. Okay, I'm not gonna touch that again. But yeah, I always feel this idea of giving permission to try things, especially when it feels right. Like when you do have this sense of like something doesn't feel right, then yeah, follow your heart, don't go there. But if it feels right, sure, why not? There's a lesson to be learned, there's gold there sometimes, gifts, a lot of things that can come out. So yeah, I would say this is kind of my personal experience of the big shift that happens. As I was saying, I'm still processing, but I do feel like it has really been like a dismantling of the old reality that I was living in. So now, yeah, I feel like I'm gonna allow myself to flow a little bit different. And as I was saying at the beginning, before ending this episode, I want to touch upon why I feel like astrology changed my life. And yeah, how it allows me to flow and move through life with more ease and grace. So first of all, since we were talking about the transit, well, knowing what I'm navigating in life, what energetic wave I'm going through, has allowed me to be more compassionate, acceptance of myself. Has allowed me to not push myself, to not be judgmental, to not be too strict, to not have unrealistic expectations. Like for example, my moon is in Cancer. It's trine Venus and Pluto. I have a big water trine, so I'm very emotional and very strong moon. So whenever there's like big transits going through my moon, like the sun is right now in Cancer, so this season has been very intense for me. But any big transits that are happening in this sign for me or close to my moon, it's, I don't know, sometimes I can be an emotional wreck. I have days where I feel like I want to do anything. I feel like release of emotions, crying, low energy, all of these things like fluctuating. And so knowing this, I allow myself the space to do this, this I'm more gentle, more compassionate with myself. I don't push myself to, oh, you need to work, you need to do this, you need to go there, travel on that day, whatever. So yeah, I'm allowing myself to be messy, to be human, to just be with that. And I feel blessed that I have the privilege to be able to sort of, if I don't want to work for some time, I can just take a day off, stay in bed if that's what I feel like it. So I don't have any external pressure, which is, again, I was saying, I feel blessed about it. But there's also different ways of allowing yourself to be and being gentle when you know what you're going through and not trying to force things, you know. So this has been a big, big, big kind of change for me since I started following astrology, weighing, which has changed my life. And also with people, I'm more understanding of people when I can. If I'm like aware of how they're supposed to function, how their energy functions, how they're interacting with people, what are their needs, what are their desires based on their chart, know how to relate to people then better. I know how to be more acceptance of them. I know how to feel more compassion. I know what people want and not take things personally. If someone says no, or you know you're in someone's boundaries and they react in a certain way. Yeah, I'm more understanding because I know where that comes from in most cases. Obviously there's a lot of factors at play, but yeah, when you know kind of the energetic imprints and the archetypes that someone's are influencing someone's life, you can, it's a different way to relate to that person. So yeah, it has allowed me to understand. I also understand the uniqueness of each and everyone. Like I look at all these charts and they're all unique. There's not two charts the same. So then why would we try to put all of us in a box? Like, I appreciate everyone's uniqueness, everyone's strengths, weaknesses, all of these things that make us perfect, and how we work together, how I relate to people in relationships, communication. Different people have to talk differently, to listen differently, to approach things in a different way. So yeah, it has allowed me a very, very expanded degree of understanding and being acceptance of people's traits, personalities, and uniqueness. And another thing is what it has allowed me to do. So it's like by looking at certain points in your chart, it reveals my soul's purpose, my soul's desire, my what I'm here to actualize, what I'm here to share, what I'm here to heal, what are some of the challenges, what are the breaking points. Also seeing those breaking points and kind of like seeing what is beyond them allows me more courage and determination and perseverance to push through them, because I can see that's where the path lies. So then yeah, also with these desires, like knowing what my soul's desire is, the authentic desire, not those superficial desires that we use to mask other inadequacies in our lives, but the authentic desires that we came here to experience. So knowing these allows me to align with the flow of life, the natural flow of life, and that then all the supporters behind me and pushing me, like a great wave that you surf that's moving you in the right direction, and you just need to be there and flow with it. So yeah, in this sense, being aware of these things has allowed a greater level of surrendering in my life, and more magic, more synchronicity comes in. Things just fall into place, you know? Yeah, I would say these are kind of like the biggest ways in which it has changed my life. I encourage you, if you feel like called to go into it, you don't have to go too deep into it. Even if you just are aware of your main tree, as they call your sun, your moon, your ascendant, you can already have a pretty good understanding of how you're called to move through the world, how you're called to interact with people, how people see you, all of these things. So yeah, if you feel called to get in touch, I would love to support you on this journey. Yeah, this has been a very, very dear practice of mine. So thank you so much. I'll end this episode here. I hope this answers some questions. This give you some invitations for you to contemplate. If you want to share how your how this transit has influenced you in your own personal journey, I would be happy to hear that. Yeah, thank you so much, and much love. Blessings.